Welcome to the Mind Over Matter podcast with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe and leave me a review. This podcast is designed to help open your awareness to the truth of who you are, a limitless being. You are worthy and deserving of an abundant and prosperous life. It's time to peel back the false beliefs and live the life you dream about. For additional resources or to contact me directly, please visit my website, heatherhakes.com. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to episode number 607. In today's podcast, I'm sharing with you how to release your blocks in life. You're going to learn about resistance and getting more of what you want, such as finances, relationships, happiness, success, and more. Make sure you apply what I teach from this episode. I've been having a lot of the same conversations lately with individuals around different areas of life, finances, relationships, and trying to get a job. But here's what I want to offer you. It all stems around the exact same thing, and it's about creating resistance in your life. Anywhere in life you are struggling and efforting to make more money, to find a relationship, to get a new job, when you are struggling and efforting, it is your sign you have created resistance. So here's what I want to help you do. Number one, figure out what that resistance block is, but more importantly, help you remove it so you get more of what you actually want, because living in flow and ease is your natural state. So anywhere you're struggling and efforting, it's all self-imposed, and I want to help you eliminate those barriers in your life. So let me start off. I want to share with you a couple of examples on what resistance can look like and how you can remove it. So as an example, a couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with a gentleman who has been unemployed for 12 months. He's sitting in emotions like frustration and disappointment. He's feeling lack of purpose and fulfillment, which is keeping him stuck on this vicious negative feedback.
Pardon the interruption. If this content is resonating with you, please be sure to leave a 5-star review. I want to offer you some additional resources. Visit my website, heatherhakes.com, and sign up for my free video training on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I will help you create clarity and a roadmap so you can live the life you dream about. Best part? Everything I teach, you can start implementing right now. To learn more and apply, visit heatherhakes.com. Now, back to regular programming.
As I share often, the thought cycle is creating every result in your life. And the thought cycle is three simple things. Your thoughts are the first domino. Your thoughts are creating your emotions and feelings. And it's those that are leading to the actions or inactions that you are taking in your life. So as an example, this guy, he is stuck dwelling on the past. He is angry and feeling resentment for being laid off from his past position. And living in those states and those emotional feelings, frustration, impatience, anger, is keeping him stuck and staying unemployed, which is not what he wants. What I want you to understand is when you have these low vibe emotions, such as stress, overwhelm, fear, disappointment, anger, frustration, impatience, those are literally a fear state. Think of them as living in survival. And life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you emanate, whatever you are putting out via your thoughts and emotions, you are drawing back like experiences to you. So what I share with this guy is you're not employable. You literally, people can feel your energy, that lack, that needy, and that's why you're staying stuck getting more of the same. So how would you flip the script? How would you become employable? Number one, you'd have to come up with a clear aim. What is that kind of position? What's that culture? How much money do you want to be making? Get really clear on what that looks like. And then you've got to, despite your current circumstances, as Abraham Hicks says, your current results are simply a reflection of your past thinking and being. So you've got to let go of what is, and you've got to focus on what you want. And from that space, from being clear on what you want and now feeling new emotions such as empower, forward, optimistic, hopeful, grateful for maybe where you're at, because maybe it wasn't even a job you wanted. When you're coming from those emotional states and then taking action, you're going to get completely different results. Now I want to share with you similar teachings for, I see this all the time, especially in social media. People who are speaking about and how they've been single and there's no good people out there and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? Whatever you think about and speak about, you will bring about into your life. So what I want to share with you is that's an old story. Stop talking about the past. Stop talking about what's not working. Stop talking about being stuck and single and unhappy. Again, kind of like that job scenario, I want to help you get clear on that relationship you want and remove the resistance and blocks. So as an example, this past week, I had a coaching call with a client. It's been 2 months since a breakup with his ex, and he's sitting in, now pay attention to these emotional states. He's sitting in feelings of feeling frustrated, impatience, lonely, and wanting a relationship. Here's what I want to share with you. Anytime you are wanting, you're creating lack and scarcity, and you are actually creating a gap from where you are to where you actually want to be. Because wanting means you don't have. When you want something, you're going to continue wanting because you can't have it. Like attracts like. So in his case, I needed to really get clear for him that when you're sitting in frustration, impatience, disappointment, and feeling angry that you're single again, you're going to stay single. Instead, this comes from a space of, you've heard the saying before, when you're not looking, that's when you find your person. Why is that? Because you're not coming from a wanting, needy, lack energetic vibration. So instead, let me give an example. How I met my last relationship. I got really clear on what I wanted, that ideal partner. And then guess what? I became so in love with life. I became so content with where I was at. I dated me. I took me out. I spent time alone with me. I went on road trips. I went to the mountains. I went and did things I wanted to do so that I'm living in joy and not thinking about lack and not having. And then guess what? That's when the opportunities came, and that's when he literally fell into my DMs on LinkedIn. So now let's talk about resistance around money, because I think this is one of the biggest pain points I see for so many people. And just this week, I had conversations with two girls sitting in this space. So they are talking about how hard it is that they're working two jobs, they're barely getting by. How will they ever afford a house? Number one, you got to learn to ask new questions. Instead of how I can't afford that, you need to ask questions like, how can I afford that? Or how can I find a job that would suit me best? How can I meet my ideal partner? Ask better questions and you'll get new results. But for example, these girls sitting in lack and mentality, creating resistance because they're living in fear, worry, and not enough. And when you are thinking and feeling that, again, that's the vibe that they're putting out. So they're going to keep repelling the exact thing they want, which is money, freedom, abundance to do what they want when they want. So when it comes to this resistance in your life, step number one, you have to become aware. If you have been struggling and efforting and trying to make something happen for a prolonged period, you have to realize through your thoughts and emotions, you have created these blocks. Now, how do you remove the blocks? You get clear on what you actually want. And now you have to start thinking and feeling new thoughts and emotions, which will lead to actions moving you forward into what you actually want, whether it's that phenomenal job or maybe it's starting a business. You have to realize that rejection is redirection. If you were laid off, if a relationship ended, it means those are no longer a vibrational match. It is time to get clear and start something new. And that's why it's so important to have faith over fear. The saying is faith the size of a mustard seed, which is this small, it's so little. So if you can just, wherever you're at in life, in order to remove the resistance, have faith, trust, like sit in excited anticipation that you know it's on your way, that the resources will come, whatever you need will always be provided for you when you don't have these blocks in your way. Here's what I want to offer you from here. I preach it all the time. Knowledge alone is not power. It's potential power, But, you know, self-help doesn't make you smarter, doesn't make you richer, it doesn't make you happier. You actually have to learn to apply and implement these teachings into your life. If you are ready to get out of your own way and remove these resistance and blocks for good, I want to offer you to learn more about my one-on-one coaching. I offer a free discovery call. You can learn more and sign up on my website, heatherhakes.com. Ultimately, my message to you is that you can have, be, do whatever you want in this lifetime because you are the creator of your reality. If you don't have results that you currently want, you have the power to change them.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. I'd love it if you could leave me a review and remember to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. If you haven't yet, connect with me on the social platforms. You can add me on Instagram at heather.hakes and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll catch you on the next episode.